LBN Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira wa rabbi shahli sadri wa yassili amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We return back to our series of the belief system and the correct understanding of the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as sent through the Quran and Kareem and the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we continue with the next pillar of Iman, the next pillar of the belief in the heart, the Iman, the correct Iman, the complete belief of the Muslim and the Mu'min, is that we must believe, as we spoke last time, about believing in the books that were sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, we must believe in the prophets and messengers that were sent to convey the message or the messages that were given to them. And we know that all of these messengers came with the same propagation, and that propagation was to propagate to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to propagate to the return to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, and turning people away from worshipping the creation or worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which does not harm them nor does it benefit them. For believing in the messengers starting from Adam alayhi salam until the seal of the prophets and messengers Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatam al-Nabiyyin, the one that was sealed and perfected, and no other prophet or messenger shall arise or come or be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day of judgment and until that hour, as-sa'ah. And this is a very important belief that a lot of people don't understand, especially the non-believers or the non-Muslims, and a lot of on the understanding that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come with a different message other than the message of Isa alayhi salam and other than the message of Musa alayhi salam, Jesus and Moses, may the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon them both, and other than the prior messengers and prophets like Ibrahim, the father of the prophets, Abraham, may the blessings, peace and blessings be upon him. For they all came with one message, the message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the people to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and calling them away from the association in partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in many times in the Quran that they came to call the people from darkness back into light, to return them to this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent from the start of time, starting with Adam alayhi salam, Adam, all the way until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a recurrent message returning back to one fundamental principle, the worship, the soul worship, and disassociation of any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the firm belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's from the firm belief of Ahlul Sunnah that we believe with the firm conviction of all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and messengers that were remembered in the Quran and through the authentic Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of those that were not remembered, and of those that were not remembered in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that there has come in the Quran the stories of the ones that we have told you about, and they are the ones that we are familiar of and with. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the story of Musa alayhi salam, which had taken a great percentage of the Quran with many lessons in the Quran and prior coming in the Tawrat, and many that had come, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, as we said, Idris alayhi salam, and the likes.
And the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he did not mention or relate by name.
And we take a lesson from this, that it is not necessary, as the ulama they said, commenting on this point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can take from many lessons that it is not the case and it is not the essential necessity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to
mention
and show every single proof or every single caller to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to prove and to show the burhan, to show the evidence that is clear. Rather, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be suffice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us what he wants to give us, the creator giving the creation the suffice message, which is enough for them to be able to take as a example and to be able to follow correctly and to be able to be guided after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from them he said, and from them we did not give you them stories and did not give them stories to you. And that is due to a specific wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we understand, my brother and sister in Islam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all these different prophets and messengers, he had favored certain ones over others. He had favored certain ones over others. And from the prophets and messengers, it is a consensus of an agreement upon the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the Rusul were more greatly given their honor and given their status more than the Anbiya. Ar-Rusul, the ones that came with a new message, the one that came with a new Sharia, as did some of the Rusul come from before us, like Isa alayhi salam, he came with the Injil, and Musa alayhi salam, he came with the Tawrat and the likes, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Quran al-Kareem. It is a consensus that the Rusul, the ones that came with the Sharia, a new Sharia, all of them having in common the fundamental principles of Islam from Adam alayhi salam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many fundamentals that will not change and did not change. And that is from the ubudiyyah, from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and differing in certain areas in their sharia, in their law, to do with their time and place, and to do with their people, and to do with the needs and the calamities of their time. And the anbiya were the ones that came and were either following the message that was given to them through the wahi, through the legislation, through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wahi, either to follow it by themselves and for their families, or they were given the news to start to give the message to the community or to others. And this also was from the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he chose different prophets and messengers to give and convey different messengers or messages at different times. And that is due to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the prophets and from the messengers, there were a certain handful that were chosen as well to be from the great or from the greatly honored with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were Ulul Azm. They were Ulul Azm, the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had favored. And they were five. From them is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course. And also Nuh alayhi salam, Noah. Wa Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we find in the story of Ibrahim, as we find in many of the stories of Ulul Azm, that Ibrahim had a specific and a great reason to be chosen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the many reasons, we find just the understanding and the thought that we have in our Salat al-Ibrahimiyyah. We have the part of the prayer where we send peace and blessings
and we remember the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam, while we remember Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah might ask themselves if they have not thought about it before, it might strike their mind now. Why is it that we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And from the different wisdoms, we find that Ibrahim alayhi salam had the greatest example, or the first example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used in the Quran, that he was upon the religion Ad-Dinul Hanifa, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved of and labeled to be the purest of ways. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the perfecter. He was the perfecter of that way. And we find in instances from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would refer to himself that he is a follower of the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was upon the way of Ibrahim and upon the religion of Al-Hanifa. And this is a very important point that we return back and we see the lifestyle of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we find that Ibrahim, he had examples from a young age, revolting and rejecting the kufr and rejecting the shirk and rejecting his own blood family, starting with his father and his family, going against the ones that worshipped other than Allah at such a young age. Ibrahim had this tawheed in his heart, soaring towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the rejection, from any help from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find in the instance where Ibrahim alayhi salam, he rejected and refused to take help from Jibreel alayhi salam just before he was going to be thrown into the fire. And we recollect the familiar statement that Ibrahim, he said, that if the help and the aid is from you, O Jibreel, then I do not want the help. But if the help is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the help I will accept. And this is a great example of the great tawheed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. A person knowing he's about to be thrown into a great fire to be burnt alive, his tawheed was unshakable. His belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was unshakable. To the extent, seconds and minutes before he was thrown, he rejected the help from an angel that was known to be, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the greatest messenger, the greatest angel amongst the angels. He rejected and he refused to take help from him, relying on no other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made and he turned the flames of this fire to be cool and peaceful. Bardan wa salama. To be cool and peaceful. And this was the jaza', this was the reward for Ibrahim alayhi salam. But did Ibrahim know that? Ibrahim, he passed that test. And when he was thrown into that fire, indeed, he endured and he was given the reward of a peaceful fire that the people were shocked. For from the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe in Ulul Azam, the five messengers that were honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam, wa salawat rabbi alayhim ajma'een. They were chosen. And from amongst them, one stood out and was given the greatest honor, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, the last and final messenger sent to mankind. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.